welcome to our teaching today, where Joyce will be delivering a message entitled, Mood Swings and Emotional Addictions.
Would you open your Bible up to Isaiah chapter 40? We thank you, Lord, for your word. We approach it with respect and reverence. I've been doing a series here this weekend, started last night, on managing your emotions. And the thing I'm trying to bring across is that emotions are never going to go away. We have to learn how to manage them, not let them manage us, which is usually the case. We follow our feelings. But a real mature Christian is able to do what's right, whether they feel like it or not. A mature Christian doesn't live by their feelings. They don't decide things by their feelings. Matter of fact, you're in Isaiah. Just put your finger there in Isaiah 40 and back up to Isaiah chapter 11 and let me read you something about Jesus. Because we have to make decisions all the time and we need to make sure that we're making them by the Spirit, not by the soul. Isaiah 11:2 says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding, and his delight shall be in the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, neither shall he decide by the hearing of his ears." So he's basically saying that Jesus operating through the Holy Spirit did not make decisions based on the soulish realm by what he wanted, what he thought, and what he felt, or what he could see. But he lived deeper than that. We talked last night about the soul and how the soul tells us what we want, think, and feel, not what God wants, thinks, and feels. There are people that are totally unsaved. There are people that are saved and spiritual, and then there are people that are saved and carnal. And Paul wrote to the Corinthians and told them they were carnal. And so we have to make sure that we're not carnal. We have to make sure that we're not letting the soulish realm rule us. It's going to be there. We're always going to feel certain things or not feel certain things. But once again, we have to manage those feelings and not let them manage us. Well, mood swings is something that...